Gemma's away today, and so I'll be leading us in this brief prayer for others. Lord God, as we come to share the richness of your table shortly around the Lord's table through Holy Communion, we cannot forget the rawness of the earth. And so we pray, Lord, for those who are known to us, and we lift them to you who are in a place of care, who are struggling with different aspects of life. Our prayers continue for Bill in his ongoing recovery and for Jan as well. Our prayers continue for Ian at Tarry Bray. That you'll reassure him and Sonia of your presence and of your peace. We are conscious, Lord, of those others who were known to us in the life of our congregation and beyond, who we simply lift to you now. Lord, shortly we cannot take bread and forget those who are hungry. Your world is one world, and we are stewards of its nourishment. We pray for the just and proper use of your creation, for the victims of hunger, fear, and injustice. Lord, we cannot take the cup and forget those who are thirsty. We pray for all who are unwell, who mourn, who are in danger or any kind of trouble. We cannot hear your words of peace and forget the nations at war, or if not at war, then preparing for it. Our prayers continue for Ukraine and Russia, the situation in Gaza, and other troubled spots across this world. Show us quickly, Lord, how to turn weapons into welcome signs and the desire for power into a desire for peace. We cannot celebrate the feast of your family, Lord, and as the body of Christ, forget our divisions. We are one in the spirit, but not in fact. We pray for the peace and unity of the church, that the church in its brokenness may be healed and unified. We once again commit ourselves to you this day, this week, and this year, doing so in and through the name of Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.